Hello and welcome to the Kabbalah Experience. Hello to all of you coming to Petah Tikva. Hello to all of you sitting at home watching us. Hello to all of those who are in the Kabbalah centers all over Israel or all over the world. Today we'll be studying from the book Kach Ketuv, As It's Written. It's a book that includes all the selected writings from the writings of Baal HaSulam and others, and it's arranged according to topics. Today we've chosen to speak about the correct approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's on page 146 in the booklet Kach Ketuv, the correct approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Do you want us to read the first quote? Okay, I'll read it. So Baal HaSulam says in the introduction to Ten Sefirot in item Kufnun Hei, why did Kabbalists oblige each man to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Because there is a great remedy and it should be publicized. Because there is... And for those who study, even without understanding what they study, but out of their strong desire to understand, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their soul. So we hear that there's this remedy, and that word maybe awakens these uncertainties. A remedy, what for? Why a remedy? Things like that. And it's difficult to talk about this topic. I sat here for 10 minutes now, and I've been thinking, how should I explain it clearly? So why do we need the wisdom of Kabbalah? We have to understand that we're in this great system, the system of nature, and in this system, we're in it and we can't exit. We can't be above it. We're in nature, we're in the laws of nature. And we've been given the opportunity to do a certain action, seemingly a free action. You want to use it, use it. You don't want to use it, don't use it. The only action out of our entire life, which is called the remedy of the wisdom of Kabbalah. That we're in a certain state called this world. In this world, we're in these many different desires. We have a desire for food, sex, family, money, honor, and power, knowledge. And that is most of our desires on the level of this world, that is. And in these desires, we're in. The environment brings us different goals. You should get this and that and this. People look at each other, and by jealousy, lust, and honor, we try to get by in this life. And they start on this degree, and they end on this degree. And we live and we live and we live forever the incarnations. And in addition, a new desire is revealed in us that doesn't belong to this degree. This desire is called the point in the heart. And I begin to feel in it a tendency, not for food, sex, family, money, honor, power, knowledge, but I want something that I don't even know where it is, and I don't even know what I want. Meaning, the desires aren't clarified within me, and not my purposes either, but I know that I want something. That's called that a person is asking, what is the meaning of life? So he's not thinking of this life, what's the meaning of this life, because he sees that there isn't too much reason for here. You're born without being asked. And then when a person has this sensation of this inner emptiness, then he reaches the wisdom of Kabbalah. And the wisdom of Kabbalah is already He reaches it by chance. He doesn't know how. Suddenly he heard from someone or something, and somehow, in this seemingly incidental manner, this piece of information, this knowledge, and he begins to hear that there's something here. He enters this contact with the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he also doesn't even understand what's happening to him and what he wants by this and what he will get from it. And it's explained to him, although he still doesn't even hear. That's until he develops internally a little more, this sense of hearing, but not immediately. At the start, he doesn't know what for and why. How does it attract him in engaging in this wisdom? He comes to lectures, he hears lessons, he sees a channel. There is a certain tendency, something that's pulling him. And then he begins to understand that it's a means, a very special means. That the wisdom of Kabbalah is like a vessel, it's like a crane, a lever that can raise him to a new degree of existence, of knowledge, of feeling, and even of perception of reality, even of life. So he'll feel himself that he belongs to a different world, not to this world, that he lives not only in the body, that even more than that he has something called a soul. That he has this outer body existence. And this existence is what the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about. And he speaks about this existence in a very rational, very serious manner. And it tells us, all in all, about nature, that we're all in. We're in this nature. And only part of nature that we discover, that we feel now, is called this world. And our purpose is to know all the system of nature called godliness. That's what it's called. God in nature, in gematria, in numerical value, is nature. And we have to know this entire system, this vast system. We have to live in this nature. And we have to feel ourselves belonging to this entire system, to this mechanism, and we feel that we're not part of our body, that we're detached from this, we don't belong to it, that it belongs to a lower degree, to such an extent that by the development, by revealing a wider world, we understand that it's not even ours. This body can die and I'll still live. It's not me. It was something that belonged to me, but not anymore. It's like I take off my clothes and change clothes, or cutting off my hair or nails and I don't even feel it. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us, that we have to reach it throughout our development. And that is what is ahead of us. But in order to reach this eternal world, this enlightened world, in this harmony, to feel ourselves in the state we're in, we need a great change. We need an addition to what we have today. We don't necessarily need to change what we have today. We shouldn't even refer to it. But we have to continue in a necessary manner to live in this body until we attain this life on a higher level. And we shouldn't treat this life with disregard, but give yourself everything you need normally. Not enter these problems or sufferings or fasts, or live normally just as you're living. Think of yourself, of the family, of your pension, of your vacation, health, everything. keep hold on to your beast, keep it, until that in a natural way you'll be so detached from it that it will be even out of your concern. Then it will work naturally. In the meantime, live. But you have to attain here in this world the spiritual world while you're living here in this animal, in this beast, in this level. How? Here we reach the matter called Sgula, the remedy. That we don't know how to reach the spiritual world. People have invented for themselves religions, faiths, different methods of all sorts. In the world there are many of these. And they've tried to develop many things that they want, but anything that happens in this case is only in man's imagination. That in this life they've invented all these things, that by these certain actions or cries or diets or behavior, something that they have here in this world, and by that they'll be able to reach this sublime reality. Therefore, of course, they have no success throughout all the years. And we can see, till now, we have faiths, religions, methods, and all of those were invented by man who wasn't able to do more, but he still had a tendency, had an urge for something. And the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the meanwhile, was concealed throughout all of history, and it's waiting for our time. And it's not being revealed before that, because we're not ready. Our beast isn't ready. This deficiency still hasn't been burning up from the inside to know, what am I alive for, that I have to rise up from this level, from this life, that there's no beginning or end. I live and I'm born without choosing, and I have difficulties and hardships because of lack of any good future, and one can't live without a future, without hope, without a reason that he should get up in the morning for. And when people finally reach these questions, these deficiencies, then comes the time of the wisdom of Kabbalah to be opened up for man. And it begins to explain to him how we can really rise above this world to the revelation of the complete spirituality. And here we arrive to this remedy. Why is it a remedy? Because in our world there is no beginning to climb up to the spiritual world, to discover the spiritual reality, because it's entirely opposite from us. It's all detached. And therefore, all these efforts and faiths and methods, they all won't help, because they've been taken from our world. They thought that through methods in this world we can reach spirituality through fasts or dances or something. But it's the matter of a remedy. What's the remedy? To attract upon ourselves this upper force from the spiritual level to us. But what does it mean to us? Only if man has this beginning of this spiritual process, and that beginning is called the point in the heart. And if a person truly has that beginning and has that question, why am I alive? What am I living for? What's the meaning of life? I'm not satisfied in this life. I can't believe all these methods that by them my body with their hands and legs, with songs or dances or debate something. No, it understands, it feels out of a point that's in him that there has to be completely detached development. That here in this world, there's nothing that belongs to this upper plane, upper dimension. And then he reaches this understanding, what is the remedy called? That like this point, this deficiency, it's rooted in it, it's been revealed in it from the upper level, and it doesn't belong to this world. That's the point in the heart. That's how we understand at this point we have to invest in it, in this upper force, to discover it, to reveal it. And that's what we need. And how can we attract on this point this force that develops it, that discovers it, that turns, that brings these new senses, something in me that I'll feel as this spiritual vessel, that I live in it, that I'm in it to some extent. So then I brought this book that was prepared by Kabbalists, and this book talks precisely about the development of this point, how to make from this point something that's called 10 Sefirot, which is a complete kli, a complete vessel, that it already has this inner volume. And in this inner volume we begin to feel in these 10 Sefirot the spiritual essence, that a feeling comes into it, like in eyes or ears, the sense of touch, smell, taste. The same is my spiritual tool vessel, which is constructed from 5 Sefirot or 5 senses, and I feel in them the beginning of this life, of my spiritual life. And then I feel this upper dimension, that it's wide, great, and it also through that feels our world, because that it governs in general the entire world, and all that is by the upper light that is continued to me by the correct study from these books of the wisdom of Kabbalah, that in them those same people who have already reached it through their spiritual development, they wrote that to me about these degrees, about these levels, about the levels of development, and therefore it influences me on that same point that wants to develop, that same desire, and that way we advance. And there's many conditions to attract this remedy. This remedy comes from a certain place, and I can't control it in a tangible manner, in a way that I know how to measure it and to tie it together to me and to actually manage it, that I can only cause it to happen. That's why it's called remedy. It's called remedy in Hebrew, Sgula, from the word Segol. In Hebrew, it's part of the writing. And there are conditions that only if I can suit these conditions, then it works on me and it does wonders. It's a great problem for people, and it takes a lot of time until they can cross-reference all of these conditions together, And the moment a person is prepared, is ready, is able to combine all these conditions within him, that the upper light will influence, then this piece of contact from the upper light will immediately open up this point for him, and then he'll begin to feel in this point the spiritual reality, the upper reality. But beforehand, he won't. It could be even a few millimeters. And if this connection isn't arranged correctly, then the upper light won't be able to arrive. So let's put it this way. There are many these slots with little holes in every slot, and when these holes will be in one axis, then the upper light can break through all of these small holes and it can reach the goal. And to combine all these together, to make them precise, mind, heart, desire, connection with the society, connection with the relation to the society, relation to the group, to the study, with the teacher, all of these things have to reach, even to the smallest extent, an entire measurement, and then it works. Therefore, all of our attention, all of our work is for this preparation, that we have to prepare ourselves, that the upper light will work on us, to give him the ability, the opportunity to do so. And therefore, our entire path is divided to thousands of years of development, that we develop like animals, like in our world, because our world is still vegetative, animated, and still the degree of man called resembling the Creator, that's the degree of man. And here it's vegetative, animate, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And that means that I'm dominated by the forces of nature, I work in nature, and I do all the actions in my body from the inside, and my environment from the outside, it works on me. And then I do whatever I want from the inside and whatever I perceive as important from the outside. Jealousy, honor, lust, the desires, as we wrote here, food, sex, family, money, honor, domination, knowledge, and all that controls me. And all that is the realization of the reshimot within me, the genes. And that's how we act. Therefore, the degree of man is the realization of the points in the heart. And all of our study, after we come from the degree of speaking throughout these generations and reincarnations, then all of the study has to be aimed in a very, very precise manner. What I need to do in order to put this point in relation to the upper light, so it will influence her. It has to be completely clear. And then that we won't be dispersed to many places, what the Kabbalists write here, what they write there, how many angels in the sky, what their names are, what's in this world, psychology, zoology, all these things. All of that is not important to me. Only one thing is this point and how the light can reach it. And if I'm facing that in a clear manner, and I've decided to go for it, then it has to be clarified what we need for it. Meaning, how we have to reveal these different borders, that the light will go through them, through these holes, and reach the point. And these partitions, these gaps, are called the worlds. And through all of these worlds, all of these concealments, partitions, the light has to go through them one by one, until it reaches me. And it's in this point in my heart. Therefore, Kabbalists write, conditions, they do it very in a lot of material, introductions, articles. So what do we have to do to put ourselves facing this light? That no matter how precise it will be, and even more and even more, we have to discover within ourselves what I'm lacking in order to be aimed towards it. And from that, they say that the nature of light is bestowal. The nature of the Creator, bestowal. The good and benevolent. If I want Him to touch me, to come to me, then I need to somehow, to some extent, be the bestower. How can I discover, how can I scrutinize, check if I'm in it or not, or in the tendency towards that? So I'm told the great desire created by the Creator was broken into many small parts. That if you'll begin to, in a group that you're brought to, because if you have a point in the heart, then you're immediately brought to a society. And if you discover that you've arrived and you have people like you, they're also interested in that same development. And then the Kabbalists tell us that you have to call them, connect to them. Make such relations between you as if you're in relations of bestowal, of giving, mutual love, to some extent that you're close according to your spirit, that you want to be in this good sensation towards one another. And to the extent that you discover that you don't want this, if you'll begin to engage in it seriously, in the good connection between you, then you'll discover how you're not in these good relations. You don't want to reach connection with the others. You don't care about the others. And in a moment, when you go out of this environment, you forget about all these things. You're prepared to do this because each one of you wants to catch something good for themselves. And he doesn't care about the others. And then to the extent that you overcome with all the barriers and you hold on to each other as much as possible to strengthen the people, to strengthen the group, to strengthen this tendency to be connected as one man in one heart, then the moment you're prepared for it, not that you do it, to do it you're not able, but you want it to happen to some extent, as much as you're able in our world, in our ego, in these confusions that we have, never mind what, to the extent that you'll make an effort, if you'll reach some sort of this minimal mutual attraction to it, the moment you will have that, then the upper light will influence you and it will make this connection, and in this mutual connection between you, you'll feel that each one is connected to others, and that will be the new structure, the new ten sefirot. In any of us there isn't an additional point in the heart. These ten sefirot are my connection with the others. And that's how I arrive, how I reach this first connection with the others. And that's what it calls to be as one man in one heart, to create the spiritual vessel, and in it I discover my spiritual life. the spiritual light, and I can already see to some extent the general system. And it's not that this point in my heart has become a small bubble, a sphere, something that I feel something in it. That I discover in that all of the reality, the spiritual reality, in general, all of the world of Ein Sof, but in a very small extent, like a baby that's in our world. He's in the world, you can't say he's not. But how much from this world does he feel, understand, even if he'll be taken to places? Because in spirituality there is no place. I see afar, but how much can I understand? How much can I, just like a baby who's in all these different places, but what does he understand? But it's towards all of reality. The spiritual perception is such that it's general. And then, to the extent we want to connect even more, and we want to reach the connection between us, then we discover this same world of Ein Sof, this same reality, but in a greater scrutiny. Like a baby who grows up, now he understands more and more, and he discerns different actions from each other. That's how we grow, and all of this growth is always through this remedy, because the upper light works on us that we're not ready for it. We just want to be ready for it. We want to connect more. He comes, connects us, connects more parts, and then I discover reality, and that's called that I rise on the degrees of the world. There's no worlds outside of man, but in my sensation, to the extent I open myself up more and more, to the extent this inner concealment is disappeared more and more. That way we work until we discover all of reality in a global manner, which is one system filled with the light of Ein Sof, and it's called the system of general nature, or the godly system. And from that first moment that you discover it, already a person begins to feel that he's in a different kind of life, life that doesn't depend on his body. Eternal life, because in spirituality there's no time, space, motion, and he feels also towards his body that it's not his own, that it's some kind of something limited that he's been given to rise to a spiritual level. So he's been given this feeling that he's alive in this world and in this body. He sees it as a dream. Therefore it's called the fictitious world, and he sees himself living, and he identifies himself with the world that's been opened up for him. So because this developing force, the force that raises us, comes from above, and we can only, in an alternative manner, in a side manner, we can cause it to come to us with our search from below. In this darkness we prepare ourselves that the light will come through all of these different holes in these different partitions, and will finally touch me, and it will expand my vessels of perception. And because we do this from below and not from the precise understanding what it will be and how and when, that's why our development is called by this remedy. But we can see that also in our world we also develop by this remedy. That when a baby advances, he does his actions, but on the side of nature, that they direct him to develop. And then he feels himself greater, smarter, understands more. Same thing here. Even though we don't know how exactly to develop, but the reading of the books, working in a group, working in dissemination, that prepares us in such a way that we rise and rise and rise. We don't know how we grow, but we grow. And people who are already in this some sort of development, in the beginning of their development, they can already see that what I didn't know a few weeks ago, then suddenly I do. Suddenly it's revealed, becomes clear. Suddenly I feel what I didn't before. And somehow on the inside, they begin to be these different revelations. Things connect with each other. Things are revealed. And that's exactly like the development of a baby. So we have to be prepared for this, that this development, although it's by a remedy, but it's according to laws. It's not just remedies, like people say on the street. In this remedy we have a law. And we have this one healthy law, this law of nature. Then I'm facing this force that develops me, and I have to find the suitability to it. It's not that I pay someone or receive this blessing from someone. Of course, it won't help me with the spiritual development, although it can help me with the psychological help, that I'll be more certain, more relaxed. But here, the development is only according to the life that reforms. Therefore, there's a very simple condition. I've created the evil inclination, that's our nature. And when this point in the heart is revealed, and I created the Torah as a spice, because the light reforms, and we have to find this connection between the point in the heart and the illumination. And that's the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. The method to reveal the upper world, the upper force, to man, in man, while we're here and we're here now. That's an intro. Now you read something. Or maybe we'll move on to questions about what you've said. Should I continue, Rav said? So maybe we'll move on to questions. But before we do, I want to also invite the friends from home to take an active part, ask questions. Our site is ready, cub.tv, cub.co.il. Ask questions. Sorry, cub.co.il is the Hebrew. If you want in English, then cub.tv. And Rav added, make them as close as possible to the topic we spoke about. Good evening. For a few weeks, I've been asking myself a question. What is all this for? This godly system that someone created is built from babies that are born, also in this hour and a half that we're here every Tuesday. In this hour and a half, hundreds of babies are born without any spiritual attainment, and if they have, then their parents ruin it for them. And in order to reach some sort of spiritual attainment, they have to work so difficultly to understand these laws, and eventually the light that reforms, I don't know, you'll pass the barrier, you won't, you'll have spiritual attainment. Isn't that another fulfillment for the will to receive? And I have another feeling that this system's been designed by someone who has also a will to receive, and he created something that will never happen. How will everyone rise and connect, and there'll be the end of correction? That's what bothers me. So Rav asked, that's what you care about? You didn't ask anything about yourself, nothing. People are born, children are suffering. That's what worries you? Okay, fine. The truth is, throughout development, until the upper world isn't revealed, you can't understand what's happening. Until you're not part of the system, and you're part of it, and it works on you, and you start pulling with you start pulling the strings, and any word that I'll say, even if you'll agree for a moment, in the next moment your desire is renewed, and again you'll have questions and problems, and you won't agree. Of course you won't agree. That's what it's written: he who flaws does it with his own flaws, because we don't understand this system at all. It's a global system. It's a complete system. It's in harmony and in complete perfection. We don't even know what it is to be in this perfection, to be in harmony. It's a system that's in a constant state. Nothing changes because it's perfection, and perfection can't change. And we have to discover it very slowly, throughout stages, to the extent you'll build in you by the light that reforms, that brings you back to that same system. That's called what reforms. And then you'll stabilize within you parts of these new systems, then you'll feel it like a radio that feels this wave, that has these waves like in the outside, then it catches him. And you have to be in equivalence of form, as it's called. And before that, you won't. Therefore, the customer is right. And it seems to him that it's all incorrect, and the Creator is a great egoist as well. Look what he's done, and how he plays with us. And all these things exist or not in the spiritual world, and so on. The Kabbalah books are filled with such questions, and they also answer the Kabbalists. But I don't want to go into this, because I know from myself that it's healthiest, although the questions are good and they should be awakened, but it's best to understand that there is no answer to them. There really isn't. Until you won't see, and all the rest is just talk. You can be convinced for a moment. If I speak nicely and beautifully, then I'll confuse you. And if I look good, important, then you'll be convinced by me. But these things aren't real. The truth is what you discover yourself, and that your revelation leaves you with no doubt that you have this system of scrutiny, of correction, and of criticism, and you have no doubt that's the way it is. And also that is with a question mark. If in the next moment, won't that change? So what seems certain to you now, tomorrow could be with doubt. So again, only the wisdom of Kabbalah that revealed to you, then you begin to see that that is the truth. Because all of the qualities which are contradicting, they complete one another. That's the matter. That's the point. They all complete each other. There's no good, there's no bad, but it all connects together and brings perfection. And that's the true answer. The answer is where these contradicting actions connect and reach perfection, the middle line. So if that's the way it is, the moment I reach any spiritual attainment, let's say, I don't know, I cross the barrier, I don't know these words, I just don't want to talk about them, what do I influence, what do I bestow? I understand that I start, instead of being a big egoist like I am today, then I begin to bestow, maybe, to the environment. What do I bestow to? So the way I'm asking, in my environment, in my company. I don't want to move on to the next topic. Another question. That already goes out of our current topic. We're talking about how to develop this point. And the religious... I don't want to talk about the religious audiences. I teach people like you, people who have a question, and they're not related to any kind of education. That's it. Yes. What happens if life in the corporeal world, in this world, brings a person because of his errands or because of his changing relationships between people, it brings one to a state that there isn't a lot of time to to dedicate to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah? And then she added, you feel that you become further and so on. So Ravi's answering, our world is built in a very sophisticated way out of this general system. Don't separate it and throw it out and put it aside, but it belongs to that same general system created by the Creator, and we have to live in it, and from it we have to reach the last final degrees, the highest ones in the spiritual transcendence. Until we don't finish the entire correction, we have to be in bodies in this world with all we have here. Me, my family, health, education, all these things, all these problems, I have to be in it, and I have to accept these things that come to me, that it's part of my path. Therefore, don't be far from people, and you have to be part of society and such other directions. Therefore, if you have to sleep 3 hours a night, you sleep, you have to work during the day, you work, you have to take care of the kids, take care of them, and more and more. My body also needs to be taken care of. Yes, all these things are called necessity. If I scrutinize them like I should, because I have to do them, then by that I do the spiritual correction. And when can I ascribe myself to spirituality? If whatever I have left, I dedicate to spirituality, whatever I have left out of these 24 hours, and that's enough. Because a regular person isn't able to do more. And then the rest of the 24 hours, if he dedicates those few hours to spirituality, then the rest of the hours will be added to it. Therefore, don't be sorry for the fact that life becomes such that you have to dedicate more time to this or that. Sometimes kids are born, problems at work, other things as well, health, God forbid, and then man seemingly enters problems and troubles. He has to take care of it, and he has to feel in it that he's doing orders from above. It all takes part of in the correction of his soul. Yes? Good evening, Rav Lightman. I come from Busa, Michel. So I think in Brussels I'm the only person studying Kabbalah. No, you'll find more. I'm searching for points in the heart, and I'm sure there are, but I can't invite them, and I'm very connected to friends in Bnei Baruch in Paris, but in Brussels I'm alone in front of the screen. How can I bring people to study Kabbalah? Maybe you can give me advice. Okay, we'll scrutinize that. Later on, take our phone numbers when you go out, and then call us. But in the meantime, we'll scrutinize this. We'll find out who we have there, and we'll connect it to us, so we'll have a group. Still. Recently, Europe has been developing very nicely. And hopefully, also you'll find friends there. Yes, more please. If not, I'll continue my story. I have no problem. You want another half an hour, you'll get it. And then don't complain afterwards. Yes. Good evening. You're describing here the matter of the soul and the life When I think about it, it reminds me of a state. It's like we're born with two points, one point in the mind, one point in the heart. The point in the heart, we forget about it for a long time, we work on the five senses during our lives, and the moment we begin to develop the point in the heart, a process starts that I become afraid of. I'll tell you why. I saw a reality movie in Australia. There was a flood. A person came to try clean up the dirt, and then he immediately started being sucked into the suction hole, and friends helped pull him out, and it was unbelievable. And today I feel like him, meaning I have this something that's stopping me, that with our help you're going into the drain. No, the opposite. The society is holding me, but this drain, it's like I'm leaving the corporeal world. What do you mean leave? I'm exaggerating. I don't leave, but when I develop the point in the heart, then I start advancing towards spirituality, and many things in this corporeal world, then I leave them, and I feel fear to be detached from it. This detachment gives me a sense that if I will be detached, then I'll fall into this deep abyss. And I know the friends will hold me, but I'm still afraid. So the question is, what should I do? Let's see what Oren will say. If I don't know how to answer, maybe he'll answer. Baal Sulam's article from the articles of Shamati, the fourth article, what is the reason of heaviness that one feels in work? From the article. So I'll read it from the writings of Baal Sulam, page 517 in Hebrew book. What is the reason of burdening that a person feels? One should know that the feeling of heaviness that one feels when he wants to work in self-nullification towards the Creator, and not to take care of his own benefit, that a person reaches a state that he feels that all the world is continuing, but only he is being detached from this world. He leaves his family, his friends, for nullifying himself towards the Creator. And that's only for a small reason, and that's called lack of faith. So it's like you're leaving everything. It's like you've been pulled from your ear. What's happening with this world? Family, friends, kids, everyone's alive. What about me? Right? You feel this detachment from them. The truth is that feeling exists. I remember it very vividly, and it's confusing. So what can be done? There are people and methods that are working on it to be detached. And well, you know, we have mosques filled with these people, or there are many methods, but we're not that way. The problem is, you're not discovering this one complete integral reality that includes this world and the spiritual world, that in it you work, you're married, you have a family, everything you have, and in addition you're opening up the wisdom of Kabbalah, and all of that in one world. Wisdom of Kabbalah tells us you have to be, you have a family, you have to be citizens, you have to do everything there is in the world, in the country, you have to keep it, because these are the conditions that the upper providence gave us. If you keep that, and from that you want to rise, to open up this spiritual reality, then you open it up. You can't disregard part of reality and say, I want only spirituality, I want to rise, I don't care about anything, let it burn. No such thing, because everything is complete. Later you'll feel that this world is a detachment from a higher level, and everything that happened here, you discern reality that you're facing. You discern these bad things because in you are these qualities. Your vision changes, and you suddenly discover a world filled with goodness. the upper light fills the whole world. There's nothing bad. But bad was felt because you were bad. And that, for that reason only. There's a nice article, Revelation and Concealment of the Creator, that Baala Sulam gives a nice depiction there, how the world changes according to how much I change. If I see a person who's sick, I change, I see him healthy. He seems to me poor, I change, I see him as rich, successful. He's stupid, suddenly he seems smart, and more. It all changes and it all depends only on my vessels. To what extent is this picture stabilized in me? I stabilize it within me. It's entirely on my will to receive, and therefore there's no truth, there's nothing, it all depends on my qualities. More? You don't want to ask today. What's happening? Let's do one from the internet and we'll continue here in a moment. There's a question from a student in Jerusalem. He asks, if the spiritual plane is between people, so what sense can catch it, can perceive it? Is it a sense that can develop? Right now we have no sense that can catch spirituality, that can perceive spirituality. How can I perceive it? What, with my eyes? With what? These are senses with which I can perceive only what's included within me. Only what can come egoistically can fulfill me. And the spiritual senses is what I become extroversial. Therefore my senses there don't work. I continue with this tendency that I absorb to see this world and to feel it. These senses I can't correct, just like my beastliness, meaning my body with its desires, I cannot correct, and it's not possible, and there's no commandment to correct it. To leave everything here like you have no body, like you have nothing. You shouldn't try to change that at all. Keep existing as usual. Make your life normal and that's it. Regular. Your body has nothing to do with spirituality. Do whatever you want. You can have transplants. You can even change your head. It's clear. Because all of that is outside of our will to receive. And from that point I have to build the desire to bestow. Therefore I have to connect it to the rest of the friends, to the rest of the people that are with me. And therefore we need to find for ourselves additional environment. And even that Mrs. who's in Brussels, she can find an environment for herself. Because through the internet there are the others. And she can. And then I can develop the senses that come out of me. It's not that they are pulled into my desire, but they come from me outwards. And in these senses, I can open up spirituality, discover it. Yes. I hear many questions. Where am I? How do I? No, I've answered. They've been here for a long time. Then don't pay attention. So my question is, if there is none else but Him and all is from Him, so where am I? If I study Kabbalah, don't study Kabbalah, that's from Him, from the Upper One. If I advance or not, so what? Where am I? What can activate me? Do or not do is from Him. Okay, but besides what you can do, meaning you got this life, you received this spiritual awakening, meaning you have this life, you have your ego, you have everything, and you have the point in the heart, spiritual awakening, and then the Creator brings you to a group, and that you'll begin to connect to that group, and through the connection with them, you will develop your attitude outwards. And if you'll have a tendency towards that, the upper light will influence you, and it will do this work. It will build in you the force of bestowal, the force of coming out of yourself. And to want it or to not want it, meaning to attract this, the work of the light, that's your freedom of choice. Yes, please. Give it to the old timers if they only want to ask. It's written, a person is done. It says that a person is made from his form. And it says that there's also from Creator. So there's more than one Creator? It says, why is it written in plural? Because it's the mitigation of Bina and Malchut. It's not a question even. The upper light that comes upon us, the upper force, has many names. These names, they express His bestowal on us. Not that we call Him that way, but His bestowal upon us, His influence. We can't call Him because He Himself has no name, because He has no quality. All of His qualities are regarding us, how He treats us, and not Him. We have to understand, a name is a revelation of His action within us. And therefore, if His action in us is expanded through a few qualities, then out of that we have many names. Benevolent, loving, truth, just, so on. Odez, Elohim, Havaya, Adni, Shaddai, Kel, all those names of the Creator. These are names that through them we feel His relation towards each one of us. That it's not an endless amount of names, but they're defined as the 10 unerasable names, meaning the 10 primary names. His 10 actions towards us, which are standard, and the combination between them, just like you sometimes appear this way or that way in many different manners. And accordingly, a person is given, is named. Who is he? What is he? And the name is our soul, our vessel. And in what quality it's revealed in. Let's say I refer to you. This is my vessel, my desire. And this desire is aimed towards bestowal. In a certain manner. Part of it is, let's say, 30%. Part of it is 20%. Part of it is 60%, let's say. That's the way it is. I mean that each part works out of a certain percentage of what it's capable of. Everyone's criticizing me today. They said that he reached more than 100%, but he answered that it's the extent that each part is realized out of it, the full. To the extent I tried to pull myself towards bestowal, then accordingly I am filled by light. In all of these parts, that's the quality of bestowal that I've attained. That's the quality of bestowal. And then in this quality of bestowal, then from above comes down to me in the light. This direct light comes to me. And it's clothed within me, and the connection of my desire and the direct light, which comes and is clothed in the returning light, that is called the name of the Creator. Why of the Creator? I did it, I feel it, it's in me. Why is it the Creator? Because otherwise I don't feel at all the quality of bestowal. That's what I feel. Meaning, I call my corrected part the Creator. Come and see. Bo-re. And otherwise, I have no ability to know the upper force, but only how it's revealed in me. To what extent it connected me, it corrected me that I can bestow, to the extent it fulfills me, through equivalence of form, that's called His name, the name of the Creator. There's no Creator outside of the creature, only come and see in yourself. Who does the Creator turn to when He says that we'll make man? He should have said, I'll make man. It's written, we will make him, instead of I will make. So what, He has partners? Of course. Who is His partner? The force of evil. And man is constructed from good and evil. You see, even Bereshit you don't know. You learned in Yeshivot. Should be ashamed of yourself. Okay, we'll correct you. Pass it on to your friend. He doesn't look like he studied. Not in Yeshiva, he answered. I invited a few new people tonight. To hear? I have a new person here right by my side. When I look at him, then how did you get them here? I did these tricks. And they're good guys, they look. So from what I felt when you in your opening when you started in the opening, whoever has points in the heart, otherwise he'll have suffering and so on. So I'm talking about that otherwise he'll receive blows and all that. No, blows can be in a manner that I search for something out of Adam lack. You see, in our life specifically, when everyone can eat and sleep, not like in the previous millennia, but now this emptiness is revealed. So then what? This person came here now, by chance, and then he'll reach Kabbalah and he'll feel good. On the other hand, I think Rabash said that I can go into the grocery store and I can take things on credit. The Creator gives to you on credit before you reach spirituality. What I want to actually ask is, in the name of those who start, so they won't get the wrong impression maybe. So, it's not enough that I started today to receive blows, then I'll get even bigger blows. Until I reach a machsom and I'll pass it and so on. So the question is, when a person starts studying Kabbalah today, with his points in the heart, he sits here and he says, today I've decided to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. What happens with me? Half from here? What happens? What, I have sufferings? I have not? It's not clear. You have to discover sufferings, but what sufferings? Sufferings of love. Sit down, otherwise you'll fall maybe. Because that might be new for you. Sufferings is sufferings of love. I discover that I'm facing something good. This good transcendence, eternal life, complete with harmony. But from there I need to awaken the illumination on me in such an extent that I'll feel the sufferings which I don't have. That's sufferings. In spirituality, sufferings, there are good sufferings out of lacking, like you love someone and you want to come closer to him. It's not suffering from the vessels themselves, you're suffering from the lack of light. That's something else, something else. That's firstly. Secondly, When you say about the grocery store and there and his list, that you say that maybe you can get it on credit and then pay back, that's given to someone who will definitely pay back. When they look at you, then I guess, you know. Yes, ma'am.
הנה, לידך המיקרופון, תפשיטי את היד, תצמידי לפה.
שלום לכם. אני די חדשה פה.
Hello, I'm quite new here, and the truth is, I don't understand bestowal. When you say bestowal, which bestowal? Bestowal of my environment? What is it exactly? I don't understand that. It's true, the words we use in the wisdom of Kabbalah, they're a little bit their content is slightly different, that's true. Bestowal is that I do something for the benefit of the others. That's it. So it's actually love thy friend as thyself? Oh, that's too big. That's too much. We see that this path is divided to a few. First of all, we start to hear that to reach goodness is to discover all of humanity, all of reality. That's just connecting all the souls together, that through it the upper light, eternal light is revealed, the spiritual life. Therefore we see that in our life today, nature, God, never mind how you want to call it, our life discovers that our world is in the global world, connected with an integral connection. We've reached lack of equivalence with nature. We have to reach connection with everything in this world and, of course, the spiritual world. There's no choice. We have to not only discover that the world is round, but that it's all connected, but to know how to connect to it, to make the true connection. And in the meanwhile, we're doing the opposite. And all of our sufferings, and they will come, will be from getting to know this lack of balance in the world, and especially on the degree of man, that we're not in this connection, but in this mutual hatred, that each time our ego grows in each one and all together, and that's it. And that's the only thing that develops in nature, our ego. And then we need to reach a state that out of lack of choice, we're connected to one another. In one system, to discover that we're not connected is called, I've created the evil inclination, revelation of the evil. The evil inclination that's within us, meaning only hatred from one to the other, is called evil. And then I've created the Torah spice that same hatred needs to be corrected towards connection. Either I connect myself out of lack of choice, otherwise I'll feel the world is reaching destruction and I'm with it. Or I'll do it before the world is destructed and I'm with it. I give the remedy before the outburst. And it's the same in our private life, family, everywhere. From the year 2000 and onwards, we've entered a process that it can only work that way. Humanity has entered this state that the world is revealed as global. Before that, it was never that way. Before that, the will to receive grows and grows and grows, and we develop in technology, society, and so on. But now, besides that, besides growing, the world is closing up. For the first time, it's showing us that it's round and that it belongs to one system. And there's no choice here but to discover the good connection between us, otherwise we're lost. And then the good relation between one to the other is called bestowal. So through connecting this connection between each other, we have two stages. One, don't do to your friend what you don't want to be done to yourself, meaning first stop doing bad to the others. That's first of all, that's A. We're not talking about good yet, but at least don't think how you can get how you can make myself better than him and so on. At least don't think that he'll suffer. We think we're so good, that will still be revealed, that in the inside we're something terrible. And after we correct ourselves in don't do to your friend what you don't want to be done to yourself, then we become at least neutral towards each other, that is. And then we reach the second stage, and that is already causing goodness to the other. That's called love thy friend as thyself. Two stages. Hopefully we'll reach it. Does that mean that spirituality is to be detached from corporeality? No. What, I have to balance it? No. It's best if in this world I don't even change anything. I don't change anything. I go work, family, home, relatives, I don't know, with military service, society, everything. I'm completely in a good, regular state with everyone. I don't pay attention to that. I pay attention to one point. How can I connect with a group? First of all, with a group, because the entire world, I'm not able to do so. How can I connect with a group in this one system? There I check myself. Can I exit myself with this true attitude towards others? To contribute to the society? Let's say to contribute. And if I do that, then with this tendency, I feel the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Oren, what's next? Hello, I have a question directed towards dissemination. I hear in the morning lessons about dissemination and its importance, and today we study that. That it has to be first of all, before anything. It has to be broad and has to be towards the masses, and I'm very connected to that. I'm connected to those words. We know you. We know how you disseminate. Rav answered. Now, the Rav's been repeating this in the morning lessons. If, let's say, we've received an offer from a film company, he wants to make a movie about Bnei Baruch. So how is it possible that you don't jump on that, and maybe we don't want it to be on other channels as well, or overseas? I don't know. Can that be done maybe here? That's the first time I heard about this, but I don't believe something good will come out of that. Seriously. No matter how much I've heard of all these different opportunities, and we've had opportunities. I discovered later on, with all the meetings with people who are seemingly great, prime ministers, presidents, big gurus, or people who are leaders in religion, I discovered that nothing good comes out of that. You can't combine the wisdom of Kabbalah with anything else. And if it's a documentary, that's a question. I don't really believe they have a good desire to do so. If we can have full control in making it and in the result of the movie, of course we need to profit nothing. They can profit, but that whatever we decide from the beginning till the end, if we'll have control over that, complete control, we'll have the last word with a lawyer, all set up properly, then we can talk about it, and not in any other way. Because I already know, for example, a week ago, a reporter came to me from Idiot Achronot. I knew in advance what he's going to write. He's going to write all these bad things, because he can't write otherwise. But I'm willing to do so. Why? That I know that it's like war, like you have to give something to the evil inclination. Anything you correct, you have to also take away for the dogs, as it said. No, seriously. That's a law in nature. That's how it is in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's why I knew that he's going to write things that aren't good. It was in Yediot Ahronot, one of the most read paper in Israel. Truth is, it's not that important. I didn't even read it in the Aretz. I didn't read the other one either, but I heard. Today he didn't say. He said that Rav changed the word from beast to animal. Person is on the degree of living, of animate, so he's in. So we refer to a man as on the level of animate. But if you say that he's in the degree of an animal, he doesn't know what that is. But if you say that he's in a degree of a beast, then his head and body are on the same level. Like your head is only to take care of the body. That's how we all are in this world. There is no degree of man in this world. A man speaking is that his head is up. So just to sum up, we have a problem with dissemination. If we connect to places that are foreign, they don't understand us. They want to profit from it. If this comes to someone from Nebaruch, ma'am, I was in Hollywood, I was in many places, I'm telling you, out of my experience, I don't think that the wisdom of Kabbalah can connect with anyone external. Therefore, we produced everything from A to Z, except we pass on to print a book that is prepared from the beginning till the end, everything, design everything, and there's no one external who can do that like we do it, and to make it according to our spirit, because he doesn't have that spirit. What can he do? And then no matter what will be done, it won't be felt what it is. He doesn't understand what this is. Bring someone from Africa to start shooting about modern life, if you can even imagine that. But towards the wisdom of Kabbalah, they come to us, they don't even know how we exist. They look at us, they don't understand how we reach what we reach. People put billions into that, and they don't have a result like we do. That's because they don't understand that there's a force that works here, like we say, this remedy. I only have to aim myself, and that upper light will do the action. Same thing in our work. We only have to aim ourselves towards the right dissemination, and the light will do the work, and it will attract all those who have the point in the heart to that same place, to that same source, and they suddenly enter contact. And it's not us acting. Therefore, people on the outside say, "What? It's an empire. You have so much this and that." They don't understand. That's 200 people, 100 people, 100 who are being paid all over the world, and another 100 or 200 who are volunteering, and they're making so much noise in all the continents. It's not perceivable. You can't understand it. It's because there's the work of the light. And we don't take that into account. Therefore, I don't think that someone could come and publicize correctly our message, which is love of the others, bestowal, connection between people. It's a remedy that we have to rise to a degree that we have no connection to, and to attract this light. That's what's difficult here. And a person on the street needs to understand this, and to do so, only a Kabbalist can attract this light and to pass it on. And therefore, a reporter, or I'm telling you, I've met with so many people who are considered great. They have so many possibilities and opportunities. and I saw that it's not possible. Not possible. We need to only open up that same pinhole for the light, that through it it will influence us, and then we'll have success. Otherwise it will just be like Madonna, but we'll get the force, the strength. But before we conclude, I just got a notice about regarding the women in Brussels. There is a group in Brussels who wants to start a study group, and I invite anyone who's from Brussels who wants to study as well, then send us an email and we'll connect between you guys. And another happy item is our Rav Lightman's book in French, and after that hopefully there will be many more people in Brussels, so you'll find new friends. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, Rav Lightman. We're going to be here also during next week, so until then, all the best.